So, the biggest lesson that I probably learned in January would be how temporary people could leave a permanent impact on your life, because, and it's always like the least expected people who show up to your life without even wanting anyone to show up, and they would leave a print or take out the best of you, and you feel like you have to do something so crazy in order to win them. And when you do that, they just act like ghosts, and you have to deal with the silence. But silence is bitter. Like some people say that silence is golden, but I don't think silence is golden. Silence is dark. Silence is bitter. Silence is something that like takes so much life out of you until you feel like you are so freaking numb. For example, when you get used to talk to someone, okay, let's say that you met someone and this person, let's say, impacted you in a way that you feel like you have something to look forward to each morning. Let's say when I first got my job, okay, I was not like, I didn't have the idea of like wanting to talk to a person or wanting to talk to someone. And if, wait, if you guys like hear some squeaking in the background, it's like the alarm in my apartment. It has been making a lot of noise and I don't know why. I need to fix it. I don't know how to fix it. I don't want to ask people how to fix it, and it's so annoying. Oh my God, it's getting on my nerves. But my point is, so when I first started my job, my first ever job 2 months ago, I was so excited, I was so driven, I was so I was like, oh my God, this is my first job. I never had a job before, and I'm really afraid I might ruin things, because even when I didn't have a job, people would tell me that I ruined everything that I touched. And to live with the idea that you ruin everything you touch isn't something that's gonna affect you positively, you know? And I just grew up with the idea that if I did something, I'm gonna ruin it. Or if I like talk to someone, I'm gonna give them a thousand reasons why they're gonna leave me. And it's always been like that. And I was afraid of messing up when I first got the job. I was afraid of like not learning things fast, but my coworkers were so lovely and kind, and they were like, you're a fast learner. And I was like, seriously? Because the last time I checked, I was so bad at math that everyone around me was like, you're a slow learner because you can do math. And that's one of the reasons why I left my home country, or the country I was born in, let's say. And so, but now that I am a jobless, I don't have a job, and I quit because at some point the job did not make me happy. The shifts were sucking life out of me, and it was so stressful. And I said it once and I say it again, the food service industry, okay, it's not sunshine and butterflies. It's like you have to stand on your feet, and it transforms you into a whole different person. But it changed me into someone who was stepping away from their dreams, from their ambitions. ambitions. Like, I went from being a person who romanticizes every single detail in their life, like the snow, lighting a candle, making a hot cup of coffee, writing, reading, and to a person who doesn't even feel like they want to write or like they want to read. They just want to sleep, to stay in bed, to watch TikToks, to cry over a boy who barely gives a shit about me. And it's always like that, and that's why I'm really annoyed with the male species right now. And oh my god, it's so annoying, you know, to have everything crumble on your back and you have to act like a mountain and stand still, and even like to keep walking even if your knees are shaking. But at some point I felt like I was choking. I was working from 6 a.m. till 6 p.m. for 3 days in a row. I don't know what daylight is. I didn't even know, like, I didn't see daylight, you know. I would go when it's dark and come home when it's dark, and I would sleep with my whole body aching, and I would wake up with tears all over my pillow. You know, that's how bad it was, because I was already going through mental health. Like, my mental health was getting really bad. I was going through boy drama, which I don't really... Oh my god, I feel like... I'm pouring my heart out into writing again. And as I was saying, it's the temporary people that changes everything about your life. One day I was loving my job so much and texting someone so damn nice. The next 2 weeks I was hating the job. I was not romanticizing anything about my life. There was silence taking over my body, silence taking over my brain. I was giving my heart, like, I was pouring my heart into something that I thought might change everything, but I ended up writing a journal and it was left unread. 150 pages of words were left unread. Why? Because I'm a person who does everything with all their hearts. Like, I can't do half of things. It's either too much or nothing, but at the same time I hate doing nothing, so I always go by doing too much. I always go by caring too much. I don't know why when you care too much about a person, they decide like to leave. Like, I never knew why caring so much for a person would be so scary for the other party, or like I never like understood why we have to be assertive, or like we have to be like we have to take things down a notch. I wish like times were easier and where like love letters actually existed, and it was the only means of communication, where actually like caring too much or loving too much were not negatives. I wish we lived in a world where like the mean person wasn't so praised and the caring person wasn't so stepped on, because I always feel like the caring people, the loving people, the positive people, the hopeful ones would always be stepped on no matter what, just because they radiate such good energy. And I don't understand why good energy sometimes might be scary to people, or just like, is it like positive energy, is it really scary, or just like the people I know are just douchebags? Like, I only deal with douchebags. I only deal with heartless people. I always choose the wrong ones. I don't choose the wrong ones. I don't know how these people make their way into my life. I don't really understand, but I always try to give people another chance because I always believe that everyone deserves another chance. I'm a person who was given lots of chances. If you can ask a lot of people, I cannot express how thankful and grateful I am for the people who gave me lots and lots of chances, even when in times I didn't deserve it, but they kept believing in me because they knew that I had something pure, or like they saw something in me that I couldn't see myself. And that's what I always feel like I should do with people, that I should give second chances or like give space. Here's the thing. So when you give a person a space and you feel like you don't want to lose them, but you give them this space because space is necessary, and you feel like this person is slipping away from you, and at the same time you don't want to convince yourself that this person is temporary, and you don't want to get hurt, you know, it's all emotions. Oh my god, it's all emotions crumbling together. And the thing is that you can't force two souls to intertwine if one of these souls is pulling away and the other person is like throwing a rope for the second party in case they want to come back. You know, because that's what I feel like I do all the time with the wrong people. Like, it's like I'm standing on the moon and the person that I want is falling, swimming into the galaxy or something, and I have to throw a rope in order to have him survive. And it's like, it's crazy. And I always, you know what, I always throw the moon and the second party would survive, and do you know what would happen next? I would get pushed off the moon, and I would be the one falling or swimming in the galaxies. That's probably why I have so many burns on my skin, I guess. I'm not sure, but that's how do I talk descriptively a lot, or is it just because I'm a writer? I don't know if I'm the only writer that talks this way, that has to bring figurative speech or stuff like that. And I don't know, it's just like a part of my talk. I swear, like, being a writer is not a part of my personality, it's actually who I am. And oh my god, this is so funny how seriously a person can, oh my god, sometimes I wish that I never knew this person or certain people. Sometimes I wish that that person or these people were different. Sometimes I wish that I was different. And now I'm going through a phase where I feel like I have to change myself, where I feel like I have to change every damn thing about myself, head to toe, from appearance to personality to mentalities to perspectives, to interests, even to type of like music taste. Let's say I'm working on doing everything that I can in order to be seen, heard, or felt, because I feel like being the ray of sunshine or being the person who's too positive or too caring or too loving isn't getting me anywhere, and it's making me angry, and it's making me like in pain. I'm so in pain because of that. I'm so bruised, and maybe it's showing from the way that I talk. I'm talking with so much passion because I try my best to be there for people and to be like everything is so damn fine, okay? And I know, like, I'm a Scorpio, so maybe I tend to think that everything revolves around me, but honestly, I don't act like that. I just make sure that everyone around me is okay, everyone around me is fine, even when I'm not fine at all. And I was okay okay? I was fine. I was focusing on my dreams. I was focusing on my ambitions. I was focusing on how driven I am in order to write a book, or how driven I am in order like to come up with a idea for a script or something, and I decided like to pitch it to people. I was paving a way for myself, but now everything is so foggy and messy and fucked up that, and it's all because I gave too much once again to the wrong people. You know what I mean? And maybe it's something that I'm trying to, like, I'm trying to put myself on stage and be like, you have to learn from your mistakes, otherwise you're gonna stay in where you are forever. And I don't want to stay where I am forever. I was, oh my god, a year ago I was so desperate about changing that I was trying my best every single day, and it took a lot of visualization, it took a lot of imagination, it took a lot of daydreams. And one day I was like, nope, I'm gonna take action. But taking action was so scary at the beginning, and now I was like, now I'm like, let's give people a chance, or like, let's assume the best, let's assume all good things. There's still hope here, there's still hope there. I was too much, like, I was getting dizzy. There were points where I was getting so much headaches and I was so dizzy. I wouldn't work properly. I would attend my French classes and all I could think about is the craziest thing that I did that took out the best of me, and how I literally convinced my friends and the people that I love that I was actually doing a good thing, that I was not hurting myself, that I'm not gonna be hurt. I was convincing them and convincing myself that I'm gonna survive this, that I'm not gonna be hurt, that I'm not gonna cry, that I'm not going to let myself down this time or disappoint myself. But I reached the peak where I could no longer cry, and I don't know if that's like a normal thing human beings go through, like not crying for a very long time even when you want to cry. Is that like a thing? Just like, is it a thing? I honestly don't know what's going on, but it's safe to say that I have a new job right now, and I hope it's better than the one I was before, and I hope this job doesn't bring any new people in my life, because I'm not ready. I'm still recovering. I don't want anyone in my life right now. I just want to focus on my job, on my writing, on my books, on my growth as a human being, as a person who gives too much. So yeah, that's what I want. I hope I make good decisions. I hope I make good decisions. So wish me luck. And if you reached this point of me venting, then you are a real one. And I always be like talking like that with my friends all the time, and I know like probably not a lot of people listen to this, but like it's my digital diary. And now that we live in a world where like everything is on the internet, it's not something I have to be ashamed of, as long as it's making me happy. And I love recording these podcasts, I love writing on my blog, I love writing my books, I love quitting a job if it was not making me happy. I love showing people that I care, but I have to work on that a little bit. So I hope you like this episode. I hope you enjoyed these 20 minutes of me rambling. And I can't wait to record another one when there's like drama-free things going on in my life, because I'm not interested in drama anymore. So yeah, I hope you have a good time. I hope you are taking care of yourself, and I'm so happy that you exist, and I'm so happy that you are listening to this podcast. So stay true to who you are, stay faithful to what you believe in, and just know that if you care too much for a person, then you're not hurting them by caring too much. You're not making them angry. So stop thinking that giving too much is a negative. It's actually not, but choose the good people, like choose the right ones, choose wisely. Don't make bad choices like me. Trust me, it won't get you anywhere. Don't write a freaking journal of 150 pages to someone who's not worth it. Okay, don't do that. And as I said, we always start somewhere. We fall at times. We pick ourselves at times. But that's all the part of living rather than surviving. Or is it surviving, but we call it living? If you have an answer to that question, feel free like to talk to me about it on my Instagram or something. And yep, I guess this is the end.